Hi, my name is Marley Galuskin. I am a sports management major, emphasis in coaching, and my podcast name is How Injury Affects Mental Health of Collegiate Athletes. This podcast talks about how injuries can affect mental health of college athletes by impacting their identity, their mental health, and just overall performance of their sport. One reason why I chose to do this topic was because I recently went through an injury last year and had to cut my season short, and I had surgery. And just coming back from this specific injury, or just any injury at all, you know, I realized a lot of mental health struggles that I faced and I'm still facing. So I wanted to dive into it a little bit more and do some research on it. So here we go. Imagine training your entire life for your sport and it's taken away in an instant by injury. This podcast will highlight the most critical issue in sports, which is the impact of injury on the mental health of college athletes. This topic is important because while physical recovery is prioritized, the psychological impact is often overlooked. So today we'll dive into the impact of injuries on the identity, mental health, and overall performance of college athletes. Injuries are one of the most common experiences in college sports, leaving mental health and performance to be overlooked. Shelby Fisher, in a study on re-injury, anxiety, coping strategies, and psychological distress due to injury based on college athletes, stated that injury has mainly been studied from an athletic training or performance lens, wherein outcome variables have focused on physical issues, for example, mobility, strength, power, and stamina, or performance outcomes, example, minutes played, points scored, tackles made, etc. However, it is apparent to any casual observer that rehabilitation and recovery after a serious sport injury is a dynamic and complex process, Fisher, 2024. Roberts et al., 2025, argued that mental health in student athletes is altered by a biopsychosocial framework, meaning that injury disrupts biological, psychological, and even social factors of athletes. And later into my podcast, I'll get into this a little more, but to give a little background, biological meaning, you know, just how recovering from an injury and how if you'll be the same or not, if you'll play the same. Psychological, this is like mental health and just allowing your body to, you know, move in the same way and having that muscle memory, and just social factors of athletes, meaning like, you know, when you're a part of a team, if you don't feel like you're included or if you don't feel like you're actually like contributing to the team, that could cause a lot of issues for athletes as well. So this causes injury to be more than just a physical issue, but just a major risk for mental health in collegiate athletes. One of the biggest impacts of injury is the loss of identity. College athletes struggle with defining themselves through their sport. So when that is taken away due to injury, it can lead to many different things. For example, depression, anxiety, confusion, and even loss of purpose. Ollie et al., 2026, claims that athletic identity is commonly tied to self-worth. When an athlete can no longer perform, they may feel lost or that even a part of them is lost. Injury can also create financial stress, emotional stress, and psychological stress. And being a student athlete already, you know, there's so much stress that comes with that just in general. You know, am I going to be on time to weight? Am I going to be on time to practice? I have to get this done. I have to go to class. I have to get all my, like, assignments done. And, you know, adding all of this injury aspect to it, it doesn't help with those stressors. You know, injury is not the only problem. It is the weight that comes with being an athlete and being a part of a team as well. Another major issue of sport is the culture that has been created because of sport. And with that is that mental health stigma. Corney et al., 2025, found that many college coaches are the result of the stigma around mental health through their use of microaggression. So, you know, the terms suck it up, be tougher. You know, oftentimes something as simple as these phrases can discourage athletes from seeking help both physically and mentally. And with that creates a cycle where the athletes get injured, they struggle mentally, feel as though they cannot ask for help, and their mental health begins to decline. Corney et al., 2025. So, to me, not only do injuries create mental health issues, but they can make them even worse. And not having a good environment to, not having a good environment being in it, like not injured, isn't really helpful for college athletes just in general. So, imagine being injured and not feeling, super confident in yourself or not feeling like you have that worthiness. And then to put on top of that, being on a team and not feeling that worthiness, and then your coaches don't make you feel that way, or your athletic trainer, or just anybody in a higher authority that has that power not making you feel worthy enough, that's going to make it even worse if you already feel that way about yourself. Just on a more broader scale, injury is not just a physical struggle, but just a mental struggle, which impacts performance and recovery. Studies from Bejar et al. 2026 show that poor mental health can slow physical recovery, increase the risk of re-injury, and decrease motivation in rehab. This shows how ignoring mental health can harm the athlete and team in a wide variety of ways. Meaning if they don't have the motivation or the will to want to rehab and get better, this can harm them as an athlete and playing their sport and getting back to where they want to be or need to be. And for the team, because if they don't get back to where they need to be, as an athlete and how what who they recruited or whatever it is, like that could cause problems for the team and the coaches as well. And from a sociological perspective, this shows how the system of sport prioritized performance over well-being, reinforcing harmful habits within college sports. There are probably many solutions to this problem, or there could also be struggles with finding solutions, but in order to improve this issue, here are a few important options. Making mental health issues caused by injury more normalized. The NCAA recognizes the importance of promoting and protecting student athletes' mental health during their time as collegiate athletes when they endure unique challenges and pressures in their pursuit of excellence. There's a document called Mental Health Best Practices, and one of the practices is the creation of healthy environments that support mental health and promote well-being. McGuire 2024, and I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, but the NCAA clearly values mental health as a whole, but they could use the same aspects of the document to implement injury and how it coincides with mental health. So not just mental health on a broader scale, but just how injury can affect mental health. I also think educating coaches and staff members on how injuries take a toll on mental health and how creating connections with athletes has a positive correlation with their motivation and rehab. And that was talked about in the article Bejar et al. 2026. There was a study done on athletic trainers and how creating a connection with the people that they were rehabbing with allowed them to have more of a positive motivation in their rehab and allowed them to be more successful. Promoting athlete inclusion through injury as well would be a really good solution. So, not separating them during team lifts. They're obviously going to have to be doing different things than, other players because they are injured, but just making sure that they're still a part of the team. Having athletes be physically visible and present during practices. And coaches giving injured athletes opportunities to be involved during practice was also mentioned in the article Bejar et al. 2026 of a study that was done, and that athletes felt more included when they felt needed and wanted. And lastly, to develop structured injury rehabilitation plans by being mindful of who the athlete is. Bejar et al. 2026 states that developing structured rehabilitation plans in a way that is conducive to success allows athletes to feel that they have a sense of competence and purpose during their rehab sessions, which then gives confidence in other areas outside of rehab. Just some overall key takeaways from this podcast is that injury is more than just a physical struggle, but a mental battle as well. injury can affect mental health, and sports culture can enhance the struggle. And I think that is something that, you know, as a coach, I want to be a future coach that I can work on for my future athletes, and something that I can promote, you know, going into that type of workforce. College athletics wants athletes to succeed at the end of the day. So, you know, obviously, you know, in earlier in my podcast, I quoted NCAA, and so they want athletes to succeed. They just need to start treating mental health and injuries as a priority. And just at the end of the day, athletes are more than just athletes. They are people and students too. And, you know, college is only for such a short amount of time. They are living their life after college for more than they are in college. So I think just remembering that the impact that we as coaches or people a part of sports make on student athletes is really important, because we're going to leave a mark on them, good or bad. So yeah, I would say one thing I'm proud of this podcast is that I really did my research, because I am honestly super passionate about mental health as just in general, but also mental health within athletes and how injury can affect that. So I'm really proud of that. I would say one thing that I would do differently is the setup of how I'm talking. But at the end of the day, I was just really passionate about this topic. So thank you so much for your time.